Wait. You wait. You wait. My arm's getting tired. There we go. All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and every Friday we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to the table, and we discuss it for your enjoyment. If you like that, you can head over to Facebook and YouTube and follow us at Two Guys with Raging Goals. Okay. You can also head over to patreon.com/twoguysraging. Don't do backslash, though.
Yeah,
right. Just a regular slash.
Forward slash.
And throw us a couple bucks. Keep the lights on at this place. Receive exclusive content like that last episode where we started day drinking bourbon.
Oh boy.
We're a problem. Adam, we gotta start with the pins that we put up in the last few episodes.
Okay, yes, yes, for sure.
Splenda? Okay. Taking it down. What about Splenda?
So
what about Splenda, Adam? First of all, let's talk about my Captain America hoodie.
It looks good.
Yeah, no. I'm here to solve problems.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
It's not bad.
So my topic about Splenda actually has nothing to do with Splenda. But it has to do with artificial sweeteners and how much I hate them.
Oh yeah, no, they're terrible.
They're terrible.
They're the worst.
So I'm not a huge fan.
Now people can see the star.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what they needed. A little bit of sunshine in their life. You know. The sun's a star.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
I'm a star.
So, God damn it. So, I cannot stand artificial sweeteners. However, I have started drinking my green iced tea with 2 stevia. And I really enjoy it.
No, green tea gets nothing in it. So...
I cannot do regular
ice cream tea, no classic, no water.
Yeah, no.
Ice cream tea, no classic, no water.
I can't. I appreciate that you can. That's great
for
you.
My Asian heritage.
Sure. I can't. I can't do it.
Artificial sweeteners cause cancer.
Well.
I mean, I don't know what doesn't cause cancer at this point, but.
Yeah. We'll all have it.
What I hate is that when people, people have been fooled by advertising that sugar is bad for you. Don't get that twisted. Sugar in large quantities is not good for you.
Right.
But substituting sugar for an artificial sweetener is far worse for you.
Yes.
Than taking a natural ingredient, which is sugar. You should limit the sweeteners that you have in general.
Yes.
But if you're drinking your coffee and you like it with sugar, but you're like, to keep myself healthy,
I'm
going to throw some Splenda in there. No.
Yes.
That shit's way worse for your body.
Right.
Way worse. But it's zero calorie.
Yeah. So's tea.
Yeah. Your liver's going to fucking hate you.
But the stevia is a little bit more natural.
Yeah, it is derived more.
I'm appreciating that a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Alright.
Splenda's disgusting.
Don't drink artificial sweeteners. Yeah, people who grew up in this time, they still do I get the fat free wheat thins. Well, that's a terrible idea. You should never get anything that's fat free because it fucking will kill you. That shit is terrible for you. They have taken out things and replaced them with chemicals.
Yep.
It doesn't make it better for you. Just because, there's no fat in it, so it must be good for you. No, actually, you need fat. Avocados have fat in them, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some cashews, you motherfucker.
Cashew-eating
motherfucker. Cashews.
So Rebel Force Radio.
Rebel Force, wait. That pin's been up there for a while.
Yeah, perfect. Great. Good job.
Dink. Ba-doop. Rebel Force Radio.
Cass.
Podcast you've been telling me to listen to for a while now.
Yes.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Except
for not. Not in either of those things. But I ran out of podcasts because I got. Yeah, did you hear that too? It's like a voice recorder or something.
You know what it is? It's this lighter. Releasing gas into
them. Good. Yeah, he's killing us.
Good. Yeah.
So this is what happened. I have trouble staying up on my podcasts, right?
Right.
So I started burning through them at the gym. Every time I would run, listening to my podcast. And then at night, I started watching, getting caught up on all the Game Over Grady stuff.
Yes.
So, all the Kind of Funny stuff. So I got caught up on Kind of Funny.
Yes.
Podcast Unlocked got delayed by a week.
Yeah.
A week or two ago. And Major Nelson Radio hasn't put out a new podcast for about 2 months because they're like in the middle of their fourth quarter blitz too.
Right.
So they haven't been podcasting. And
so you're what do I do?
Yeah. And what was the other one I was listening to? Startup. And so we were like in the middle of a split season.
Oh,
sort of thing.
Yeah. And they hosted their other podcast too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So I was literally for the first time in months out of podcasts, and I was like, huh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Rebel Force Radio. I'll start listening to that. And they have a billion episodes and they have a bunch of different shows, right?
Right.
So they had Rebels Declassified, which is my favorite show.
Oh, okay. Good.
And then they have their regular shit, and then they have the music one and all this different stuff. Right. So I was like, okay, I'll just start listening to this. For 90% of it, I like Rebel Force Radio, and I will continue to listen. I subscribe, and I will continue.
Yes.
It's like a fucking advertisement junkie, though.
Yes.
Calm the fuck down.
It is, so this, to tell you a little bit of backstory, and I'm sure that you may have heard about this, because they talk about it a lot. The guy who hosts the show, the main host, because there's two guys.
Yeah.
He is from... Chicago.
Yeah, there's one guy from Chicago and one guy from Cleveland.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The guy from Chicago worked for WGN.
Okay.
And WGN had a radio station as well.
Okay.
And so he's from the radio world. Okay. That's why
it is very, very fucking radio.
It sounds just like a radio program.
Yeah.
It is not like a current day podcast.
No. And they also say Patreon weird. Support us over it. Patreon? No. Patron. Patreon. They say Patreon. Support us at Patreon.com.
Yes.
Because it's Patreon, because you're a patron.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And then, the first, what makes it hard for me is I have to skip the first 10 minutes of every podcast.
Right, because they talk about Little Debbie Snack Cakes.
Yeah, they have,
all that
they have it's almost 10 minutes. I think it's only seven, but of advertisement at the front of every fucking podcast. And I'm holy fuck, guys. And then at the end, there's another 10 minutes. And I'm
mm-hmm. Oh my God, you guys. There's a lot of really good speculation and meat.
Oh my God, yes, so much. And I love that they invite all these people on for the roundtable discussions.
Yes.
Those are that's my favorite.
And they've been loyal fans for a very long
you
time.
Can tell.
They went and saw these films in theaters.
Yeah.
And grew up with these films.
It is super, it is the best Star Wars podcast outside of Star Wars and Story.
But which is just a series.
That's
a series.
Yeah. Or Story and Star Wars.
Story and Star Wars.
So overall,
yes.
I wanted to tell you I really like that podcast.
Yes.
And
really
as a Star Wars nerd, I don't know that you'll find much better. But goddamn, could you guys tone it back just slightly on the adverts?
Or fill it in where necessary.
Yeah. As you take breaks breaks through the podcast and be and this segment is going to be brought to you by Little Debbie's Snack Cakes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And but they will talk for hours. And it's also because they nerd out over some of that stuff. So you can tell, they have good relationships with their advertisers because, some of the stuff is, special toys or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, then they start talking about the special toys, which is fine, but, I'm on a treadmill and I only have 15 minutes, so, I'm trying to get to, I want to know what happened with Darth Maul this week or why the Bendu is so cool.
Right.
And, because I don't watch Rebels either. I don't have Disney XD, so...
Right.
And I can't watch Rebels.
Yeah.
This is how I keep up on Rebels.
Yeah.
And so when you guys don't talk about it, that's the reason I'm here.
Yeah. No, but it is a really good show. So if you're a Star Wars fan, like a real Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not just somebody who just partakes in the movies.
Yeah, not you, Krista.
Yeah.
Real Star Wars fans.
You will enjoy it. Rebel Force Radio.
Rebel Force Radio.
Check it out.
Yep. Anyways.
Yes.
I picked the topic last time, and I'm bringing another one. I'm bringing the heat this week.
That's fine. That's cool.
Loosen up.
I'm cool. I'm down.
So, on our live video this week, we talked a little bit about Amazon Dash.
Yes.
And
I need you
to understand how much, not only just Amazon Dash, but Amazon has just revolutionized my life. And I come to you speaking about this.
Yeah.
As somebody who works big box retail.
Yes.
That Amazon is slowly just grinding their heel.
Right. They're like
the back of our neck.
Yep.
Like just.
Yeah. Because they got you. They got you.
We actually ship faster than them now, though. Target does because of ship from store. So
right.
Like, we have way more DCs now because every store is a DC now.
Yeah.
Or every store that has ship from store. Anywho, I love Amazon for many, many reasons.
Yeah.
Prime.
Which was the first.
Amazing.
First of all, kudos to Amazon. They don't need many nowadays, but back in the day, when it was like 2008, 2009, and they said free Amazon Prime to every college student.
Yes, that's how I got it.
And that is why Amazon is what it is now.
Yeah.
They knew, fucking feed the millennials.
I was like, excuse me, I can get this for free? And then I remember when I stopped going to college and it was like that first year that they were like, oh, now you're going to have to pay for this. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, there was no question about it.
Why wouldn't I pay for this?
The other piece of that is you remember when like it was just free shipping, like free 2-day shipping.
Oh yeah, it was just you.
And then they transformed it into free 2-day shipping.
So this whole episode is going to be about how I'm plugging Amazon and apparently Rebel Force Radio, but
that's okay.
So
this
Amazon
episode
Prime.
Brought to you by Little Seconds.
Get the dash button. Get the snack cakes without moving your fat ass off the couch.
Right. Yeah.
So Amazon Prime, you get free 2-day shipping. You get free music subscription for free, like Spotify. That shit free. I don't use it, but it's there.
Yeah.
I could. Amazon Kindle books for free. You get like six. You get the choice. They send you six and you get to pick two every month.
Oh,
free
wow.
Kindle books. Like, they're not good, but I always pick two.
Yeah.
Because
they're free.
Yeah, they're free. And it's like Games with Gold. Like, do I play all of them? No. Do I download most of them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if I want to try one sometime?
Yeah, what if I hear something great about them?
Yeah. You also get Amazon Prime movies if you're paying for Amazon Prime. So you get the Amazon streaming service, which I love. It's on my Xbox, and like it's very similar to Netflix. It covers most of what Netflix covers, but there's a few things on there that aren't. The newest Hunger Games movie was on there, and it's not on Netflix, so I was able to watch that. And like, and these are things like all these extra things. I would pay for Amazon Prime just for the fucking shipping and the discounted prices that you get on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone free music, free books, free movies, like. You get all that shit included.
Oh, and like,
Prime.
remember when they did their Amazon Prime for the streaming service, they partnered with HBO for the longest time.
Oh yeah,
before HBO Go.
Entourage is still on there.
Yep.
Sopranos are still on there. The Wire is on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like great fucking shit.
Yeah.
So anyways, like, I love Amazon. I order almost everything exclusively off of there. So this microphone came from there. That camera came from there. These lights came from Amazon.
Yeah.
The tripod. No.
No. That tripod.
No, that's
mine.
Tripod's yours. Yeah. But like the boom.
Yeah.
Like all of these things come from Amazon because I fucking love Amazon. A really good story I have about Amazon.
Yeah.
I got my textbooks from there. My last year of college.
Okay.
So got my textbooks from Amazon, that I couldn't get on my Kindle. Because you could also do that. I got a couple of them straight to my fucking Kindle, and you just rent them for a much bigger discount. And then you're in class, and you're just reading it on your phone. It is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
However, so I got a textbook physically from them because you couldn't get it on Kindle. They sent it to me. It was in okay condition. Whatever.
Yeah.
I never opened it. I never ended up using it. But there was we were gonna have an open book test. at one point in the year, like it said it on the syllabus, so I had to have that because I was like, I'm gonna need that at some point. Used it for that test, and that was it. Put it back in my bag, never used it again. Then when it was due to be shipped back, I promptly, I don't know about promptly, but I shipped it back.
Yeah.
Eventually before.
I don't have to be prompt. Yeah. Amazon does.
Before I incurred late fees, I sent it back.
Yes.
So I send it back to them in the same condition. I never get the money for it. Like you sent back this book, so like, I forget how much you got back instead of, I'm sorry. They charged me for owning the book.
Instead of renting it.
Yes, so they charged me. No. They charged me as if I kept it. Because if you keep the book, they charge you.
Right.
And so you just own the book now.
Yeah,
so,
you have the option.
Yeah. So I was like, well, that's fucking weird. A couple days later, I get the book back in the mail, and it says, like, on the, like, note, it says, you were charged to own the, like, you now own this book, and we charged you $200+ for it. Because of the condition it was sent back in. And I was like, fuck me, what the hell? I opened the fucking, like, UPS box or whatever it came in. The book fell the fuck apart. Like, spine gone, like, pages just flying everywhere. Like, the book fell the fuck apart.
What?
And I was like, this is not the condition I sent this book back in. I fucking put it back in the UPS box, put it, like, on my table. It was this table at the time.
Right.
And I was like, I'm gonna email fucking Amazon. I don't know who. Jeff Bezos. I'm gonna get somebody's email. I emailed them that night and said, like, how disappointed I was in Amazon because I was like, I am a loyal Amazon customer. Like, ride or die with you guys for years now. I would almost move to a city that has Amazon Fresh just to get Amazon Fresh.
Yeah.
Like, that would be, I would consider that in my mind when I think about moving cities. Like, that would be, like, something I would consider. So, like, I go into this big long spiel about how much I love Amazon and how much that company matters to me. And then I was like, and I sent this book back to you in the condition that I received it. I never even used it except for this one test. And then I sent it back to you guys. I'm really sorry because it does appear like it was fucking destroyed. Like, that book is trashed. And I was like, but I did not do that. And I send it back to you guys and you accuse me of doing this and then take my money. I don't appreciate that. I got an email back the next day and my money back the next day that said, we're really sorry. Keep the book and here's your money back. Thank you for being a loyal Amazon customer. Never had to fucking deal with it again.
Yep.
I was like, wait, I don't even have to send this back?
Yeah.
I just got my money back. I threw the book in the fucking trash and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that blew me away. I was like, you could, like, I think we try really hard at Target, but, like, you couldn't do that at Target. Like, that shit's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not just going to eat that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like,
that,
well.
That, like, blows your mind.
Yeah, right? What else can I get from Amazon now? I should go subscribe to some things so that I...
this doesn't have to do with Amazon, but this has to do with a customer service call that I made yesterday.
Oh.
So, Kohl's. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kohl's?
Yes. Sorry, BeatStars just emailed us.
Oh, okay.
That's where we get our music from.
That's weird. So, Kohl's sent a package to my house for Michael.
Okay.
Right? And the box seemed fine. Opened it, everything's broken.
Ooh.
Everything.
Everything.
Right? There's a candle that was in a jar candle. Busted. Completely.
Pause. I got a new candle, and it smells like hot cocoa. Oh, it's amazing. My house
Son
smells like
bitch.
Hot cocoa all day.
I've got a pipe tobacco candle.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, I'll have to.
I got one called Black Tie, too. It's very, like, manly scent.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's very dapper.
Yeah.
Candle busted, right? Michael
you
calls.
You busted?
Michael calls. He only paid $3.99 for this candle. Calls, they refund the money.
Okay.
It's $3.99. Cool. Not a huge cost,
yeah.
Right? Well, then, he's going through the box, finds this other present that he bought for his mother, and it was like a candle, like a wax melt.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So he opens it, there's like a base for the wax melt, and then there's a tray that you put the wax melts in.
Yeah.
The tray was gone.
Okay.
Like just nowhere. Like, it wasn't shattered, it wasn't broken.
It was gone.
Just gone. And so I was like, give me that fucking receipt. Because I'm going to call, because what I'm thinking is, I'm going to call, they're going to give me shit because I had, like, because there was already a call on this receipt about the candle.
Yeah.
And we didn't mention the wax melt thing, right? So I call, I finally get a hold of someone, and I explain the situation. They just refund the money. And they were like, also, I know that this was a sale item, so just call us back when you want to reorder it, and we'll give it to you for that same price. Get the fuck out.
Damn.
Get the fuck out.
That shit matters, man.
Like, killing it. Yeah. Right? Like, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to assume the best in everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, now I'm working at Starbucks, and, like, part of our mission is about believing in the character of others.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, now I feel like that's what I have to do every single day.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't encounter issues like that very often, but when I'm dealing with people outside of that, I assume that they're going to be the same way that I used to be.
Yeah.
Or you feel the same way.
Fuck
that
me
I used
over
to be.
Here.
Right, yeah. But I was not treated that way at all. And what I said to the woman on the phone is, thank you very much. And I know that you get a lot of calls from a lot of angry people this time of year.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the job that you do.
Yeah.
Because
seriously.
Like, people don't hear that enough.
No.
I know they don't.
I had a lady call me the other day.
Yes.
Asked if she could use an online coupon in the store.
Yes.
Or no. I'm sorry. A in-store coupon online. And I was like, unfortunately, no, I don't think that'll work. Like, I'm not Target.com, but I don't think that'll work because they're going to charge you online for the... It was like a ship-to-store. So, like, they're going to charge you online for that item, and then you're going to come to the store and already have paid for it. So, like...
Right.
Like, we wouldn't be able to do that. But what I could do is I could cancel it once you get in the store, and then just ring it out through our POS system and apply the coupon. Then I could do it that way. And she said, well, fuck you, and I guess I'll take my business somewhere else. And hung up on me. And this was at like 9 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I was stunned. I was like... Why? Why did you call me to do that?
To help you.
I wasn't trying to help you. Like, I'm not even in a shitty mood. I am now, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
So, like, there wasn't even a chance that, like, maybe the inflection in my voice was like, oh, these fucking guests or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was like...
My day, I haven't been awake long enough for my day.
Like, I'm having a good day. And I was like, I think I just gave you good news for the most part. Like...
Yeah.
I don't... Like... Yeah, it would be like five extra seconds that you'd be in the store. But, like, other than that, like, this seems like what you were looking for. Okay, well, fuck me then, I guess. I don't know. That's how my day is.
Yeah.
But never ran into this with Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Amazon, exactly. Like, I've always been treated really well. And so I upped my game with Amazon. I started doing subscriptions from Amazon. So I get my C4 and my protein powder from Amazon.
Is that once a month?
Once every 2 months.
Okay.
So every other month I get it delivered to my house, and I also had my razor blades on subscription, but I had to take those off because they no longer offer those on a subscription base.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, okay. Which sucks. Which I also need to order because I'm almost out of them. And subscription is nice. So Target also does subscriptions. And you get a discount for doing subscriptions. Same thing with Amazon. You get a discount.
Right. Because you're buying in bulk. Yeah. You're going to be there.
You're a consistent customer. And so I like it. And, like, I can actually get the protein powder and the C4 cheaper at Costco. And I like Costco. And so when I'm there, I do buy it.
Right.
But I'm not at Costco all the time. So I leave the subscription on so that I always have this, like, backup coming just in case. Like,
yeah.
And a good thing, because I was just about out of C4 the other day. Like, I was literally running out of C4. It was like, I emptied the jar into my shaker bottle.
Yeah.
And then I got the push notification from Amazon that my C4 had been delivered, and I was like,
perfect.
Thank you.
Right, that's great.
So, anyways, really like subscriptions, but my problem with subscriptions is this. I cannot accurately judge how fast I will use things.
Right.
Or how slowly.
Right.
So my protein powder. At one point, I had built up like 3 jars of it because I wasn't going through it fast enough.
Right.
And like I go through it a lot faster now because I work out at the gym almost every day now. And so I take protein shakes almost every day. For a while there, I was doing 2 protein shakes a day. I don't know why I fell off of that. I probably should get back on that. But anyways.
Yeah.
So the subscription sometimes would be good for me. Sometimes it would not be good for me because
right.
it would show up and I'm like, what am I going to do with all this protein? Or I'd be out of protein and I got to run to Costco because my subscription isn't coming.
And then that's when you run into that problem
yeah.
where you have too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't cancel it.
Yeah, exactly. So I run into this problem with subscriptions. And now comes the solution.
Yes.
Amazon Dash. Let me tell you, yeah. Amazon Dash is a physical button that you can order from Amazon for $4.99. They reimburse you the $4.99 once you use it. So your first time using it, you get that money back.
Oh.
So that button's
so you get like $4.99
off of whatever you're ordering, right? So they offer these in a variety of products now. So it used to be like a little bit more limited, but there are like 300 some buttons now. And the only downside is that there are no generics. Like it's brand names.
Right.
So like, yes, it would be cheaper for me to go to Target to buy Tide. Or not Tide, but like the Up and Up brand of Tide.
Right.
Than buying Tide. So that is true.
However,
I don't have to go to Target because this shit comes to my front door.
Right.
So, I know that I am the type of person who I'll be doing laundry. And I'll be like, oh, that's getting light. And I'll put it back up on the shelf.
And then the next,
like in another fucking 5 days when I go to do laundry again, I'm going to be like, fuck.
Motherfucker.
Now I gotta go to fucking Target.
Yeah.
Because brand loyal, I'm going to Target.
Right.
So, fuck. Now I gotta remember to go get that shit. Fuck me, and now I can't do the laundry, and I've already thrown it in here, and I already started the water, so like now I'm pissed. Same thing with anything in my life, I do that, right?
Right.
I get to a point, and I'm like, God damn it. If I could have just gotten it then, I would.
Right.
But I couldn't remember. Amazon Dash buttons you strategically place around your house so that you remember these things. So, my Tide and my Bounty and my Dial soap, I have those three. They're all attached to my washer. And so as, like, that's where I keep all my extra soap. That's where I keep my
right.
paper towels.
Right.
So, the other day, doing laundry, realized I was, like, at a quarter thing left of laundry soap.
Right.
Hit the button. Tide's coming today. I will have that shit in my house.
That blows my mind.
I have smart water on there now because I'm bad about drinking water. But if I have it in a bottle, I will drink the water.
Right.
But like refilling my Brita pitcher or filling up my
little... Yeah, it's too much.
I'm not good about that. And so I'll see it empty and then I'm like, I guess I'll just drink bourbon. It's fine.
Right.
But if I already have the water bottle, yeah, I'm great. So I have smart water on there.
Wow.
Every time I get down to one bottle, it's attached to my fridge. I just hit the button. Smart water in 2 days. I'll have
Jesus
more.
Christ.
Cleaning products. So Clorox wipes, trash bags, Miss Meyer's cleaning spray.
Really?
Anytime I'm getting low. And what's nice is these fucking buttons. You can program them through the app of what you want. So like there's limited availability, but not that limited. So like Ziploc bags too. Ooh, I might be running low on those soon.
Hit the button.
and that's in my, like, in that counter. I open that drawer up, and there's a Ziploc, or that cabinet open.
Right.
And there's a Ziploc button up there, and I just hit it when I'm running low. So the example I'll give you is the Bounty. So I don't normally use Bounty paper towels. I use whatever is cheapest at Costco or
right.
Up and Up.
Right.
But now it's name brand, and I have to go with a name brand one if I want to use this. I paid $20 for more Bounty paper towels than I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the 20 pack or whatever.
Right.
Like, why would I don't know why?
Why would I need this
many? But like, it's coming. So when you set it up, you can set it up for like the 2-pack, the 6 = 8, or the 8 = 12, or the 12 = 20.
Right.
Like, so you have some variety in what you can choose that button will order for you when you hit it. So same thing with Ziplocs. You can get the gallon-sized or the sandwich bags or this or that or that. And that's what that button correlates to. So in theory, you could get two Ziploc ones, have them both
right
on your wall, and then this one's for freezer bags, this one's for sandwich bags. And
I need that!
Right? And this is what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
The greatest thing in life is when I'm working 14 hours at Target and I get three notifications on my phone from Amazon that say, oh, your smart water is here, your trash bags are here, your Tide showed up. I'm like, fucking perfect. I don't have to shop. I can just fucking go home. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's amazing.
That blows my mind.
It is the greatest fucking invention on earth outside of Amazon Fresh. If I could get Amazon Fresh, I would, but Toledo don't have that. We're the test market for Taco Bell.
God damn it. God damn it. Well, you take that.
Yeah, no.
You take that.
Taco Bell has these little roll-up, like, taquito chicken things right now. Not here. But they got them in Toledo.
Ooh,
and they're the fucking truth. They're the motherfucking truth.
Mm. I'll get down with some taquitos.
Mm.
I will get down with that.
They're real good.
Wow.
But yes, Amazon Dash has changed my life. And, like, I'm ordering slightly in bulk, right? Like, so, like, the Clorox wipes that I get.
Right.
Because I can't live my life without Clorox wipes.
Right.
That's how I clean up most things.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
like, maybe once a month I'm going to do some real cleaning. Maybe.
right. Like, yeah.
It fucking, like, it brings me the 3-pack of the big ones. The big mother.
Oh, boy.
I'm never going to run out. Like, I'm going to have that shit for a long time.
Right.
And so, like, I started doing the math of, like, and again, there's a very passionate podcast that we talked about time wasters and how time is the only motherfucking thing you're never getting back in your life. And this gives me so much time because, like, you're not shopping for these things. And once you, like, so Amazon is giving it to you for pretty much the lowest price you're going to find in a store, especially when you consider it's Prime, so you get it, most of the things are, like, on sale.
Right.
So it's slightly cheaper than what you're going to get in the store, and it's free shipping. Again, it's not cheaper than the off-brand, so, like, I probably am spending more than I would, but I'm buying it in bulk. So, like, I'm ordering this stuff. I think I've ordered the smart water twice.
Right.
And that's, like, obviously I'm going to go through that faster than anything else. I won't need to order toilet paper again or Clorox wipes or detergent or Ziplocs. Well, no, I haven't ordered the Ziplocs yet. I'm probably going to have to order those. Or the cleaning supplies. You can get coffee on there. I won't have to order any of these things. And I just got my last two Dash buttons. So I have 11 of them total. Charmin and Cascade pods for my dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to order any of this shit for, like, months. It'll probably be, like, another 2 months before I do this. And the total of everything I spent was, like, $60 for all of this shit. Right?
You can go... Here's the deal. I've gone household... Like, we're talking household items, mm-hmm, right? Cleaning supplies.
Yeah, like, I highly doubt I will ever venture much further than household goods.
Right.
Because, like, I don't need fucking Nerf guns on fucking Dash.
Yeah.
You get Cheez-Its on Dash. Fucking almost out of these Cheez-Its!
I do need that.
Yeah,
that'd be great. That would be great.
And you deliver them right to my mouth.
Right. So, wow. Like, I have gone to the store, and I have bought all of the things we're talking about.
Yeah.
All of the things we're talking about. And spent close to $80, $90.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying in bulk.
Yeah, and that was the most expensive thing, was the fact that the Bounty was the most expensive thing. It was like $28 or $25, something like that. That was almost half of what I spent for the rest of the shit, because the Clorox wipes were super cheap, the soap was super cheap, the, what else did I fucking get?
God,
the Cascade pods.
I need this.
They're fucking amazing, and it's so, like, and it's really nice. There's, like, this safeguard, too, so, like, because, like, you get a little kid in your house or something, and they just start hitting that fucking button.
Right.
It sends you a little push notification to your phone every time you hit it. You just ordered this. If you don't want it, you can cancel it. It's fucking
that
wonderful.
That blows my mind.
And when I was explaining this to Mr. Tembi, he was like, I don't know why you wouldn't just do target subscription. Like, that works just as well. And I was like, no, the problem with subscription-based things is I don't know when I need it. I don't know how often I'm going to need paper towels because was I super messy today and so I used a bunch of them, or like,
right.
Like, there's no good way of saying every 2 months I need paper towels.
Right.
Every month I need paper towels. Every month I need like laundry detergent. Like, there's no good solid thing for that. And so I would end up building up a backlog of
right.
this shit. So now I'm paying for things I don't actually need.
Right.
And I don't need.
Or you would run out of it, you would go to the store,
yep.
spend extra money,
and
then
now
still get it.
Yep, exactly. And so you end up in this bad loop. And I know me, I will never cancel. If I subscribe to something, I'm never canceling it. You got me for life. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't cancel subscriptions ever. Like, oh, well, I guess I'm paying for that forever. So that's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never going to waste my time going in and yeah. signing in and doing all these things.
I paid for Rodney's Loot Crate I got it for him for a 3-month subscription, and somehow it renewed. I ended up getting that motherfucker like 7 months of Loot Crate. It was like a year in Loot Crate.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm never going to change that. So the Dark Box. I
yeah.
just pay for that. I just moved the address for Sarah so she gets the
yeah,
address.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm never, now I can't cancel that. That's just part of my bills now.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's part of the,
yeah.
yeah.
It's part of my life.
You can balance it out, it yeah. just goes, you know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, I need that in my life.
And more, I do almost everything online now. So, like, I got this online.
See, I won't close shop online.
I feel more and more comfortable with it. So, like, this is probably the best thing I've ever bought online. Like, I put it
yeah.
on and I was just like, perfect. It fits perfect. It looks amazing. It's great. But more and more, like, I'll get, like, gym clothes online because I don't really care.
Right.
If, like, those get fucked up or they don't fit quite right because, like, I'm just fucking sweating my ass off in the
mattress. Right, right, right.
And so, like, but that gray hoodie that I wear that says Rise and Grind, I got that online.
Yeah.
And I love that fucking hoodie. It's probably my favorite hoodie outside of this. The Pokemon shirt that I got with like Charmander, Charmeleon, and Charizard in it.
Yeah.
That I got from online. Like my new workout pants. Like I don't know. Like more and more, everything's online. And the more I move to online, the more like Amazon has already created this place for me to exist in that ecosystem.
Right.
So like this, I didn't get on Amazon because I could not get it on Amazon. It was sold out there. I had to go to the actual manufacturer's website to get
right.
it.
Right.
Or it wasn't available Prime. I could get it on Amazon, but it wasn't Prime. And then I was like, okay, well then I'm just gonna go because I could get it faster at the actual manufacturer.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, I always check Amazon first for everything now. Like, especially like we were just talking about those earmuffs
yeah.
that you wear.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been looking in stores for them for years, and I was like, why didn't I just check Amazon? I guarantee you they have them. I could get them tomorrow.
Like, and the selection they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I even wonder if I could get Captain America once. I'm looking today. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's unfathomable.
Yeah.
Unfathomable. I can't even say it. But that's amazing. It blows my mind. I didn't talk much, but that blows my mind. And I think I'm going to probably order some.
Yeah, it's really just changed my life. Like,
we should send this video to Amazon.
Oh, I'm definitely going to tweet at them when we do this. For sure.
Well, I mean, duh.
Faux show.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it's just like it is fundamentally changing the way that I shop for things and the way that I look at things. Cause like, I'm terrible about looking at prices when I shop.
Me too.
This is the thing
yeah.
I need. I'm taking it.
Me too.
It was on sale last week. I don't give a fuck. I didn't need it.
Or oh well you know you could have gotten that cheaper.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
did you look at the price? No. I know.
As we've said in a previous podcast, I will not spend time going from store to store to price something. I won't do it. I need it. I will go and get it.
Yes.
That's how I'm going to live my life. And so Amazon makes that super easy. I need this. Here it comes. Hey, Mikey, in
yes.
2 days, that's going to be at your house. Perfect.
Oh,
thank
my gosh.
You.
And the more people, the more that people adopt this Dash thing,
yeah.
the more expansive it's going to be.
Yeah. So like,
and the cheaper it's going to get.
They launched like, it... last year or the year before?
I think it was
on April Fool's Day. And so everybody
right.
assumed it was
right.
a joke. And it was like, boy, that would be amazing if that was real. And then they were like, no, but it is. And then it was only like maybe 20 buttons. And they were waiting on a bunch of people. You can get everything. You can get condoms on there. You can get fucking everything.
What?
There's like a plethora of fucking just everything that you can get on there. It's insane.
No.
Like, I don't know who like looks at their condoms and is like, getting low. You better get some more of those in here soon.
Having an orgy in a couple of days. Yeah. I need
to not going to be ready for that. But yeah, hold on. I'm going to look up a couple of the dash buttons.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because that blows my mind. I want to see this list as well.
Amazon dash button. Of course it's a search of mine. Why wouldn't it be? And it's amazing because they're free. Like, to get the actual button, it's fucking free. Featured dash buttons right now: Charmin, Clorox, Dial Soap, Diet Coke. What? Energizer fucking.
Oh!
Bad fuck.
Friend of the show, the Energizer buddy.
Food Saver, Gatorade, Glade, those fucking little pops, Izzy Dash.
Oh,
Izzy,
yeah.
Izzy, whatever. Orbit Gum, OxyClean, Puffs, Quilted Northern, Tide, Ziploc. God.
I'm gonna be a brand whore, and I'm gonna get some of these.
Seriously, places. Pete's Coffee, Fiji. Oh man, I went with Smartwater over Fiji, but I don't know. Maybe I should change.
Yeah, change it to Fiji. Get the fuck.
Red Bull.
Get rid of that bullshit.
Fucking, like, you guys, it's like, it's fucking endless. Dasani water.
And so, do you order that specific brand's dash button?
Yes. So like you would click this Burt's Bee one, and then you get it, and then through the Amazon app, once you get it, you connect it to your Wi-Fi, and then you set up it. Pops up on your phone. These are like the five things that you can order with this button. Which one would you like?
Does it ever die?
I don't know. Like, what I will tell you is that their stick-em sucks. Sucks dick.
The what?
Like, sticking it to the wall.
You just call it right. A stick-em?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God damn it.
It's not very good.
Right.
Like, they kind of fall down. So okay. I've started putting mine on anything that's a flat surface. Now, the one on my fridge and the Ziploc one stayed. But
right.
The rest of them have all kind of been like, it's better to put them on the top of my washer than
right.
To put them on like the side or whatever.
Right.
And then the other problem that I foresaw happening, so like they come with this little holder, so you could put up like a thumbtack and hang it too.
Oh, okay.
So you could just do that. Because the other problem that I thought of was like, well, I'm going to move in this apartment eventually, like, and they don't like have a like peely thing to like re-stick them or something.
Right.
So like, none of these are going to stick when I move again, so I'm just going to have to like throw them all in a drawer and remember or something.
Right.
So whatever. Like that's a bit of a problem. But yeah, there's literally everything. Super Goop. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I know, right?
That milk bone. What?
Amazon Basics Pets. Yeah. Like there's just shit. Like fuck Nerf. Look at that.
What do you need Nerf?
I don't know. There's a Play-Doh button for like when your kids run out of Play-Doh.
What?
It's amazing.
Milk and Company? What
and
the fuck
see,
is
so
that?
Like in the image here, they have a Burt's Bee one, and it's in like clearly like a medicine drawer.
Right, and it just sticks on the back.
Yeah, Tide. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I need
so
to get
great.
Some of these. I need to have
the little hanger thing that it comes into.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I had seen, and like I had told you before we started this podcast, when I first saw the Amazon dash button, I thought it was like. A fucking ploy. I thought it was like the easy button from Staples. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Go to Staples.
Yeah, because it does seem that way that like.
Like, I'm like, oh yeah, dash.
This is how fast you can use Amazon or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And then somebody else had said to me, like, well, why don't you just order it on your phone? Because I will forget. Because I will be doing laundry, my phone will be in my pocket, or I'll be listening to music or something. And I'll be like, oh, shit, I should order that. And I'll pull out my phone, and I'll have three text messages, and I want to change the song, and I'll get that.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, well, laundry's done, and go back to watching fucking The Sopranos or whatever.
Every time.
And then the next time I go to do laundry, I'll throw my fucking phone, because I'll be so angry.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it blows my mind.
With that in mind, Amazon Dash, it's amazing. Amazon, you're amazing.
Yes.
Support the show.
Absolutely.
Throw us a couple bucks. Head over to patreon.com/twoguysraging. Throw us a couple bucks, Jeff. I don't think you'd miss $3.
That'd be great.
yeah. Guys, if you like this, hit that subscribe button. Hit the like on Facebook. Seriously, head over to Patreon. Hook us up. Thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you on the next one.